Fred is always here on Tuesdays doing the Fiesta Musical from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And if you'll listen each week, we've got a few new sponsors for his show. Some of them are local. Some of them are from Albuquerque area. Some from Santa Fe. Some from the South Valley. So you never know whose business you might hear on Fiesta Musical. Okay, so this is Star again, and we are going to try this interview again. Let's see. Do I have you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
There we go. We don't have that guitar in behind us. I said it sounded like a one-string guitar and someone was playing it. So, good morning, Secretary Smith. Your first name is Sonia. I'll try not to use that, but Secretary Smith is so stuffy to me.
It's okay. Sonia is fine. It's fine.
We're in New Mexico. We're family, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how many days have you been in office?
Well, I took over back in October and was officially confirmed just a couple of weeks ago. So I am really enjoying myself. Everybody says they have the best agency in the state, but truly I do.
So the chair's fit in your butt already.
Yes.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about the New Mexico Department of Veteran Services. What do they do?
Okay. Well, yeah, quite simply, we have one job, Star, and that is to make sure that all of the veterans and their families are taken care of.
I know your motto already, to serve those who served us.
Absolutely. That is truly what we say, but also internally we have adopted every day as Veterans Day.
That is wonderful.
Yes, because it's important. That's important to us.
It is. So tell us what you're helping with, what you do, what can our veterans look to you for?
Okay, well, we are the state agency for our veterans and their families. We help them file claims and to have access to their state benefits. We also help them with truly any and every challenge they have as a veteran. We work closely with the federal side, which is the Veterans Administration. We're partners with them because we know that veterans have needs, and so we try to be the conduit for them in that regard.
Okay.
So we encourage veterans to reach out to us to allow us to help them.
Oh, I want to throw this out there. Our DJ here in the mornings that has only been with us a couple of months is a veteran. His son was in last week from Florida, and he's a veteran. And we also have DJs at our other locations that are veterans, too. So we have kind of stacked our board with veterans.
That is good. That is good. I tell you, the work ethic, our veterans are just second to none. So your station is very fortunate, and please extend my thanks to them for their service and also let them know that we're here to help them if they need assistance.
Okay. So you've got more than one area under your regime, I should say. But, you know, I'm going to jump to one that you're probably not going to get to for a little bit because I think it's fantastic. You guys have... Well, you've got two programs that I really, really like. You've got a women's program,
mm-hmm.
and you've also got a small business program for veterans.
Yes, we do.
I'm so excited. We talked to a gentleman from your department last week, and he did an interview with us, Mr. Edward.
Oh, Ed, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he informed us of different things, but you've got the background on this. Tell us about what's happening with the areas that you are focusing on.
Okay, yeah, sure. Well, thank you for the opportunity to talk about a little bit about what we're doing here. So, as you indicated, we have several areas of focus. I would like to start with our veteran services officers. I kind of already alluded to them a little bit. They are our boots on the ground. They help veterans and their family members, again, file claims and to help them get established with our benefit.
Now, COVID has kind of cut back your ability to get those boots on the ground out here in the outer areas.
Right. But the good news is all of our VSOs are capable of helping any veteran from across the state virtually.
Okay.
So while we haven't been able to see our wonderful veterans in person, we are still able to provide high-quality service to them, and we're very proud of that. And let me just add this, too, as a footnote. As the state continues to open, we're taking a very close look at how we can maybe adapt a hybrid of having our VSOs continue to work at home but also get back into the field. But first and foremost, we need to make sure that everyone stays safe in that process. So we're looking at that very closely, and hopefully in the coming weeks, we'll be able to get back into the field as long as it's safe. We're paying attention to the different counties that are directed by the color codes,
right,
you know, that we're becoming familiar with.
We have the stoplight plus our state color turquoise.
Well, then y'all are in good shape.
We're well aware of all the colors that we have to turn before we can be okay. So if there's a veteran out there and they need to talk to someone, whether it's by phone or by email or doing a Zoom call or what, how do they contact a VSO?
Well, they can always call us, and I'll give you that number a couple of times, 505-383-2400. Again, 505-383-2400. Or if they have access to the Internet, they can always find information on our website. That number is on our website along with a listing of contact folks. So if they want to, you know, reach out to a certain division, they can certainly do that. And certainly I am available as well if they have any questions.
And your website
certainly direct
them. Your website is nmdvs.org, New Mexico Department of Veteran Services .org.
That's it.
Okay. So now, a lot of our veterans are older, or maybe they have not the capacity to drive. And I hear that the state has had something really wonderful happen.
Yes. We applied for and received a transportation grant for our highly rural areas.
And we qualify as that here in Grants.
Absolutely. And so we launched that last month, and we're in our first phases of that. And essentially what it is if a veteran has a medical appointment at the VA or one of the community-based outreach clinics, we can get them there for free. There is a number that they can call, and I can give you that number. This number is also on our website. It is 505-582-4544. Again, that's 505-582-5544. And they can schedule to get a free ride to their medical appointment. So right now we're in a phase-in process. So the counties that we're working with right now are Cibola, Colfax, Guadalupe, and Socorro counties. And then as we prepare to launch phase two, we have Catron, Debaca, Hidalgo, Lincoln, Sierra, and Torrance counties coming up soon.
Okay, so we cover a lot of those counties. So our veterans that are listening, you're going to have some transportation help here in the next few weeks and months.
Yes.
Okay, so how much do these rides cost to go to the VA?
They are free.
Okay, so we need to supply these things for our veterans.
Yes, and if anybody has, you know, questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to us
that
we can get it cleared up.
That number is 505-582-4544, and again, that number is also on the website, nmdvs.org. Golly, it seems like we might be taking a couple of steps forward.
Yes, we are. We are very committed to our veterans. Yes.
Well, what's happening on COVID with our veterans?
Again, I'm so glad you asked. We're so excited about our Facebook Live that's happening on Friday. It is a collaboration with the VA Medical Center and our sister agency, the Department of Health, where we're going to be talking about the vaccine and how veterans can get registered on both of the websites and get their vaccine. So more information will be shared tomorrow on that. But as far as the COVID as a whole, yes, we are enjoying our collaboration with our partners there, because it's important to have clear and concise messaging for the veterans community as it relates to staying safe during the pandemic and certainly getting registered and receiving the vaccine.
Okay, so you are doing a Facebook Live, and you said that's going to be tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am. That's tomorrow at 10:30.
Now, do they have to register for that? Do they have to get a passcode? They can just watch it on Facebook Live.
They can do it Facebook Live, and we can certainly try to get you that information, but if they could probably just go and do a search on Facebook tomorrow if they have access to Facebook. But more importantly, if they miss it tomorrow, it'll be on our website.
Oh, okay.
So we'll post it on our website, and then I believe, I can double check this, but I believe that it'll also be posted on our YouTube site. So if they miss it tomorrow live, it will be recorded and they can see it.
Okay, now you've already had a few live discussions on Facebook Live, and they are covering other areas other than COVID.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, we know that suicide prevention and awareness is very important. So we have so far conducted three such sessions that, again, were Facebook Live, and they're with our partners at the VA and other community leaders. And those tapes are also on our website. We take that very seriously. So we're trying to do everything we can to make sure that our veterans have all the tools and resources.
And they have someone to reach
healthy.
Out to.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. We want everybody, but our veterans sometimes seem to be a little more closed off to the world. They close themselves off, and we don't want them to, but we want them to know that there is a place for them to contact someone.
Absolutely. We are here. We are here. Yes.
Okay. So that we're going to get away from Facebook and away from COVID. And now we're going to talk about women. I love this program.
Yes, absolutely. We were fortunate to hire a new Women's Veterans Program Manager last month.
Was it a woman?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. So Robin has hit the ground running, and we are very happy to have her on
board.
Now,
my next question, is she a New Mexico person?
Yes, she is.
All
yes.
right. So she actually knows. She knows red and green.
Yes, she does. And we have a lot of high hopes and expectations for this program. Naturally, being a woman veteran myself, I have very high expectations for this. And we're actually going to be talking a little later today about some of her ideas and how we can make sure that the program is successful. And especially with this being Women's History Month, we're going to have something, I'm sure, soon come out that talks about what our plans are. So,
you gave me some stats that just blow me away. 17,000 women in New Mexico are veterans.
Yes, isn't that wonderful?
17,000. That, you know, I look at my little area here, and I know four or five in the area, but you don't think about the whole state. That's 11% of our state's population.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
They have made contributions. Yes, absolutely.
That is wonderful. So Robin Wilson is going to be our ladies' outreach person, I guess you would call it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be probably a learning curve for her here to kind of get seated. But our women can go ahead and start reaching out to her. Sometimes it's easier to talk to a woman if you are a woman,
of
because
course.
You might have gone through something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. So she is definitely the woman for the job.
Okay.
And we know that she's going to do a great job with it, too. Her background is in nursing. And, again, I think I shared, you know, she's Air Force. So we're just proud to have her, very fortunate to have her join us.
And she's going to help people. She's going to help educate the ladies about what benefits are available to them.
Right. She's going to focus on the specific needs of women veterans. Yes.
Well, that's all the notes you sent me to talk about today. But I want to talk about one more area because I was so excited about it when Ed and I were talking about it the other day.
Okay.
You have a veterans, it's like a small business development corporation, but it's for veterans and their families.
Are you talking about our business?
Yes.
Services?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So we have what is called the Veterans Business Outreach Center. And our director for that is Rich Kofel, and he and his team make sure that veterans who have established businesses are getting the resources and the help that they need. But also, if a veteran wants to start a business, his team helps with that as well. So
help them get a business plan put together and all the paperwork that they need to take to the bank whenever they go to their financial institution. And it's not only available to the veterans, it's available to their families. So
absolutely.
That is a fantastic. I'm so excited about what is finally coming to happen for our veterans.
I'm glad to hear that.
Tell us what you want us to know.
Well, again, we appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit about what it is that we're doing, but also keep in mind that we are here, you know, for our veterans, and we're going to do our best to get it right. And so a couple of things. We have two surveys on our website. One is a COVID-19 survey that we would love for veterans to take a few moments to complete for us. That helps to inform our decisions and how we need to focus our areas. Also, too, there's a customer service, overall customer service a survey as well. We want to know how we're doing and where we can improve. So if they can do that for us, that would be monumental in helping us in so many ways. And again, I just cannot stress that every veteran who has served this country, they have earned their benefits. We want to have them contact us so that they can get what they've earned, not what someone has given them, but what they have earned. So please reach out to us. There are approximately 145,000 veterans in the state. We want to reach everyone.
Well,
please contact us.
We really appreciate talking with you today, and I hear that we're going to get to talk to each one of the department's heads individually over the next few months. Which
wonderful.
Is going to be wonderful. I can't wait to talk to them. Phone number, 505-383-2400, puts you into that main switchboard. They can get you where you need to go. Or if you have access to the internet, nmdvs.org. And all the phone numbers are there, the laid out departments and who to contact and what you need to contact the right person with. It'll probably have their not only their name, their phone number, and their email, but it might have a little bit of telling you whether it's the right person that you need to talk to. If you're needing to talk to someone on transportation, 505-582-4544. And this transportation grant is helping Cibola County. We are so excited for this. So make sure if you need a ride to the VA, to doctor's appointments, to whatever, contact them and let them see. They're going to need a couple of things from you to make sure that you're really a veteran. But you understand that. And again, that number is 505-582-4544. And Secretary Smith, I bet you would be reachable for anyone who needs to talk to you.
That's why I'm here. Yes, Star. Thank you so very much. Please. I want to make sure that I am available, just like my team is available, to help guide and to answer any questions that we can. Thank you.
Well, we have veteran service officers, and Secretary Smith says this is our boots on the ground. If you are not signed up with the veteran services, New Mexico Veteran Services, you need to get signed up because they can't help you if you don't contact them. And we do have 17 service officers here in our state one will be close enough to help you today. So I'm so excited. Again, that number is 505-383-2400. And the website is nmdvs.org. There is a Facebook Live tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
10:30
for Facebook Live for about COVID vaccines. And I just want to say thank you for calling in. I am so excited to make contact with you.
We are too. Thank you again, Star, for your time this morning.
Thank you. And you know what? We have gone through another one of those commercial breaks. So we're going to get back to some commercials and then we'll hit some good old country music. We've been here for 64 years doing it. We're going to do it another 64 years. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.